Jesus said to the crowds, "Is a lamp brought into be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also said to them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." In one of the popular Mitford Parish books, the Episcopal rector and his wife are lost in an unexplored cave. Their flashlights go out. They are completely, totally in the dark. They try to retrace their steps along the wall, but unsure of turns and where they are now, they come full circle back to where the light went out. Terror grips the rector, who has been trying to sound confident before his wife. He realizes it is not the cold, wet limestone or the mud under and around them, bad though these conditions are. His terror is not knowing where they are, which way they came, or which way to turn now. It's as if an egg beater descended into his brain and scrambled it all. He has been guessing all the time, not knowing. He thinks to himself, "Some people live their whole lives this way, guessing." The two stop and they pray together, asking the Lord for help to find their way out. Finally, hungry and exhausted, they give up, sit down, and wait to be found. Before they see the lamp, they hear the bark of the rector's dog. He yells loudly, calling the dog who is leading the neighborhood rescue party. Once the light, held by their neighbors, arrive, their location and the way out is revealed to them. It's immediate. I don't know about you, but I've spent a lot of time being lost and confused, trying to find my way to different places. This is both an external geography problem and a personal interior one for me. My own self-centered desires, my misguided endeavors to change myself or others, my hope for my children to see the light, my failure to save some small corner of the world in which I walk, leave me disappointed, confused, often isolated, and in the dark. In one of these moments, I told a neighbor, "I have only one hope. I'm giving up on myself. I'm asking God to find me and to show me the way." It is Jesus himself who is the lamp brought into this confusion, personal or political. When the light does come, our deeper desires and motivations are uncovered. And there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. We have two choices at that moment of grace. We can put the light under the bed of our desires or the bushel basket of our activities, whether personal or nationalistic agendas, or we can surrender our intentions and desires, remaining in the light of exposure. There is more. Exposure is not the end. Jesus Christ did not come just to expose us to the scrutiny of the light. He did not come just to be the light. He came to share the light with everyone who ever lived. He came to share that light with you and with me. And that means he will make of me, misguided, self-centered sinner that I am, a light to others, lost in darkness, if I repent and turn toward the light. And others will be able to see by the light of Christ given to me and given to you. We disciples who wrestle in 2008, trying to see God at work in this misguided, war-torn world, may have to sit for a long time in darkness, waiting for the light to come. The promise is that the presence of Christ, the interior light given us at baptism, will sustain us while we wait in darkness. We do not see by our own lights, but by the light of Christ within. May God give still more light to those who carry this light of Christ in the darkness. May God's Spirit blow into flame this interior light in each of us, making of God's people a great torch of light to enlighten the faces of many.